Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
On this edition of Opinions Matter, we hear from a census enumerator who describes the abuse she and her colleagues are suffering every single day as they deliver census forms around Dublin.
I have one colleague who was left in tears by a person abusing her at the door. Like, there's just no need. Ah, I've just been told I'm a silly cow and a stupid bitch, and why am I doing all this?
Oh my God.
Just like, there's no need for it.
That's all to come.
Go Loud presents Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
And you're very welcome to this latest edition of Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, live from our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. We have a very busy show for you today. And what do we want to talk about? Well, we've been contacted by several people wanting this topic brought up on the programme today. It follows on from a video that we put up on our Facebook page the other day of a woman refusing to accept the census form at her door and also accusing the man handing out the form of trespassing. Now, the video went viral on our page and we've received several messages wanting it to be discussed. One message said, for example, Therese says, I'm a census enumerator working in the Clondalkin area, and in the last 2 weeks I've been verbally abused at doors, called names, and had the form spat on by a man the other day and thrown back at me. What is wrong with this with these people? What is their issue? Can you please find out, says Therese Ann. Another message said, I see you lads are still government sheep. Government sheep.
Here we go.
I see you guys are still government sheep, getting people to fill out that crap and all of their personal details to the government. I hope they're paying yous well, yous pair of sheep. I ripped mine up. Won't be filling it out, says Gary.
Interestingly,
when we contacted Gary and asked him to join us on the program to air his opinion,
because opinions
even Gary's opinion matters. He told us what? Piss off.
Yeah, use government sheep. In fact, we had another person. Who was the other person that didn't want to come on with us? Katrina as well, who messaged as well. In fact, Adrian's going to read out the message. And we invited Katrina onto the show as well. And she didn't want to come on. So Katrina, she made lots of waves, but wouldn't back up her waves.
Okay, here's the thing about the census form. This coming Sunday, we are obliged to fill out the census form. Everyone in Ireland has a legal requirement to record their information on the census form, and failure to do so could result in a hefty fine. A person found guilty of not recording their information under the Statistics Act 1993 will be liable to a fine of €1,000 on conviction, a fine of up to €20,000. I want you to have a listen, if you will, please, to some of the audio from that video that went viral during the week. Now, Facebook, in their wisdom, have removed the video. Not quite sure why they removed the video, but they did. But we're going to have a listen to the audio of the video. This is a census enumerator arriving at a woman's front door. It sounds like this was in Dublin, although we're not certain.
I'm just recording this for my own safety, all right?
Oh, yeah, of course,
can you show me a contract with my name and the other party's name, the state's? I consent to take part in this year's census.
I think this is governed by the National Census Act. I can't quote the exact act.
But do you have the contract with my name and the other party's name? I don't consent, and I have no contract with you. And if I do, please show me.
Well, I tell you, I'm here as an agent.
Right.
That's my identity.
Okay.
All I can do is quote you the facts.
Okay.
That this census is a national census.
Right.
Ordered by the government.
Right.
And it is obligatory to do it.
So I do not consent and I have no contract with you. And that's fine. I do, please show me.
No, that's fine. All I'm quoting is that the act...
Right, and you actually have no jurisdiction here, as I'm not a dead legal entity.
Fine.
And you're now trespassing and liable for fees. So can you please leave?
I will certainly leave.
Gord, me the
man. Bring me the man.
Bye.
Okay, no problem, I'll do that, thank you.
Now... I've watched that video several times, and every time I watch it, it annoys me even more. The first thing it has to be said is that gentleman who was delivering the census form to that woman's house was so polite. What a professional. He was a credit to himself. He was a credit to the enumerators that are going door to door around the country, because he never lost the head. I'd have told her to fuck right off. I really would. I'd have lost the plot with her. That's why I'm not a census enumerator. He really kept his head. He was fantastic. He was admirable in the way he kept his cool. However, that lady and anybody else who doesn't fill out their census form on Sunday is liable to a 1,000 euro fine. And I want to find out, I want to get my head around why somebody would not want to fill out the census form. The reason for the census: it's vital for the planning of public services. By actively participating in the census, people are supporting their communities, ensuring policy decisions are made with an accurate view of each community's needs. The census also provides a valuable historic record for future generations to study. And I want to read out a comment that came in on our Facebook page a couple of minutes ago. And have a listen to this. This is data collection and comes in alignment with a new housing bill that says you could be forced, just work with me here, I'm just reading it out, you could be forced to offer a room to migrants or for the greater good. Don't fill this in. I never have. I don't abuse them. Just tell them I'm not in contract with them. No need for abuse. You can find all the facts on the Davos Agenda or the World Economic Forum sites. Do not share your data. You're a commodity on the stock market. Don't believe me, do the research.
Now this
this
same woman has said we invited her on, hasn't got the cojones to back up her point. People like this are, pardon my French, they're fucking idiots, they're brain dead morons, people who think of all this, because these same people all have Facebook accounts. Now let me tell you, if you have a problem with data and people knowing your business, Mark Zuckerberg, who owns Facebook, knows what you had for breakfast. He knows how many pairs of shoes you buy a month. He knows the ages of your kids. He knows the color of the eyes of your children. He knows absolutely everything. Yet you have the audacity to turn around and say, I'm not filling out the form. No compliance. No compliance. They all sound like that, by the way. No compliance. I don't comply. That's what they say. What are you laughing at? That's exactly the way they sound.
Exactly what they sound like.
I won't give the government nothing. Yet you'd all take money from the government if they were offering you. And I'm sorry for getting so angry about this, but it just annoys me, because these people lack the intelligence. Lack the intelligence to understand what a census form is about. I asked, because I knew we were going to be talking about this today. Yesterday evening when I was doing the homework with my young fella, I turned around and I said to him, because the census form is on our dining room table being ready to fill out. And I said to him, do you know what a census form is? He said, yeah, we learned about it in school the other day. My son, who is 7 years of age, was able to tell me what the census form is for.
And what did he tell you?
Well, he said they collect the information. No, he uses... sort of summarise what he said. They use the information to be able to determine whether areas need new schools, because there's a certain amount of kids that are... So say, for instance, Ballyogan Estate in South County Dublin, if they all fill out their census forms, yeah, and the census forms come back and it shows that there's 152-year-olds in Ballyogan at the moment, those people will go, shit, okay, those two-year-olds are going to want to school in 3 years' time. Do we have enough schools in that area? If not, let's build one.
Mm-hmm.
I have the census form in front of me here, and I'm, for the life of me, can someone tell me, someone with half a brain, tell me what their issue is with the questions? I mean, here's a question. What time do you usually leave for work at? What the?
Now, believe it or not, somebody questioned that question on our Facebook page earlier on. Why do they need to know that? Why do they need to know what time I'm leaving work at?
Question number 18. Do you smoke tobacco products? Oh, God, I can't tell them that I smoke cigarettes. They'll come after me. Another question, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you engage in voluntary work? As in, do you do work for charity? Why would you not want to tell them that? Have you ever worked from home? Oh, I can't tell them that. The social welfare will be after me. What kind of heating do you use in your house? Like, these people are morons. What type? Question 11. Is there anybody listening to this right now that would have a problem with question 11? Now, I'm sorry. I'm going to get personal here. This question, a lot of you probably would not want to answer. And I'm sorry for even asking this question. And you can choose not to answer it, okay? This is question 11 on the census form that people seem to be spitting at and throwing it back, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry for asking this question. I'm even embarrassed asking it. What type of internet connection does your house have? I mean, how dare they? How feckin' dare they?
That's spying. How that dare is they? Spying, if how ever I heard.
How dare they? How dare they? I don't comply.
Well,
I'm not telling them about me broadband.
It says the form could force you to offer a room to migrants for the greater good.
Oh, my God. Imagine being inside that person's head. Can we just go to the calls?
Jay, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jay?
Afternoon, sir.
Well, Jay, what's your view on this? Do people deserve a €1,000 fine for not completing the census form?
Yeah, they do. We need this information, Adrian. I mean, this is what develops our country, okay? These people, they like to sound educated, right? They spend all the day on Facebook. They're Facebook warriors, as we know them, right? You know them by this saying, I don't comply, I don't consent, I'm not a dead entity. It was the same during the mask.
Can somebody explain that to me? Does somebody know that the answer to that? What does that mean? I'm not a dead entity.
They picked this up off the internet. Yep. It's the same as this. I'm a sovereign citizen.
Oh, yeah, the sovereign citizens. They couldn't even spell sovereign. Like,
yeah, but yet they'll take all the welfare that's going. They'll take all the services that's going. And as you said there yourself, they'll plaster everything they do in their life over Facebook.
Oh, that's the thing. They'll fill out a form if they want social welfare, let me tell you. They'll be very quick filling out the form for social welfare.
Yeah, they're like a light,
yeah.
And when you see now come census night, all these so-called social houses will be full of just single women with kids. There won't be a man to be seen. I'd love to know where all these men are now that ain't going to be on the census forms.
I just got a message
that's
in.
That's why you won't fill them out.
Okay, I just got a message in from Catherine, and she says, absolutely mortified for the woman in that census video. It doesn't even annoy me. It's just laughable. She should be fined. This information is needed for the betterment of the future of our country. Give her the fine, and if she's on social welfare, stop her payments.
There's a lot of them out there, and a lot of them are hiding the fact that they're ripping the state off, and they're afraid that these census forms get turned off to the government. That's how ignorant and how stupid they are. These forms don't go near the government.
So hang on, do they think in their infinite wisdom, do they think that Leo Varadkar is going away on holidays this summer and he's going to bring away 50,000 of these forms? He's going to be sitting on the beach.
He's going to go through them all.
Yeah, him and Matt are going to be, he's going to ask Matt to help
him. Jeremy, if the welfare wanted to know about them, all they'd have to do is look at their Facebook pictures.
Yeah,
these gobshites put their family pictures up with their boyfriends in it. And my love of my life, and the photographs are coming in at 12 o'clock on a Friday night, 4 o'clock on a Saturday morning. And they're trying to tell you that the fellas ain't living with them.
No, but
this is the stupidity that we're dealing with.
No, they think Leo and Matt are on holidays this summer
and they're rooting through all the census
forms.
No,
Leo says, Matt, we can't go on that boat excursion today. Why not, Leo? Because I have 50,000 forms. I want to find out if Mary and Luke lives with a fella. I need to find that out.
Sorry, they'd be the first ones whinging then as well when they're stuck in traffic. Yep. Because the reason we need this information, the reason they want to know what time you leave for work is, do they need to change the light sequence? Is there so much traffic heading in one direction that we need to give them more priority? Do we need to put more buses on the route? As you said, about 102 two-year-olds, how many primary school places do we need for them kids now? That's why they need the census every couple of years.
Okay, so we were asking the question about whether or not people deserve a €1,000 fine. Do you think they do? Jay?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely.
Definitely deserve it. Definitely.
Would you like to see more? I'd like to see doubled. I'd like to see 2,000.
Well, let's start with 1,000 and see how we got it. If there's no big uptake, I think we should. Or we should stop their payments or make sure they don't avail of any of the benefits that the rest of society is going to avail of.
This is interesting from Adina, and she says, and I agree with you, Adina. Adina says, has this always been the issue or has it been exacerbated by COVID scepticism and conspiracy theories? No, Adina, I've never known this to be an issue before. But in the last 4 years, the last 5 years,
Facebook.
Yeah, you have Facebook.
Facebook. Twitter. Yeah, that's right.
You have Facebook Karens. You have people sitting in their cars doing Facebook live videos saying that the government are trying to screw us over and all that. And unfortunately, these people, a lot of these people, they don't have much intelligence and they literally believe everything they see on Facebook.
Okay, I want to throw a challenge out right now, right this very second. And the challenge is, if you are somebody who has an issue completing the census or even answering some of the questions, I want to find out what the issue is. We're giving you the opportunity to explain to us whether there's a particular question that you don't like from the form or whether or not you're not going to complete the form at all. I want to find out why. Call me right now or WhatsApp us on 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. Send us a WhatsApp right now and explain to us why. Why? Let me go to Anthony. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm good, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Anthony. Well, what did you want to say on this?
Well, I'll answer your challenge there if you want, Adrian. I have one little issue with the census. I think it's a great idea, first of all, but the one area that I think definitely needs to be improved upon or just altered slightly is this thing of having to include people on the forms that don't live in your home, that might be in your home, the night of the census, that the census has to be taken.
Okay, but they have to be accounted for somewhere. That's the problem.
Well, we should have a period of perhaps maybe 72 hours where they're at home. Everybody is going to put down the people who live in their home. We all know they're going to do that. I'm not going to put my next door neighbour down on the form if he happens to be in my home when I'm filling out the form. I'm sure you're the same, Adrian. It's kind of pointless putting that on the form and expecting people to put down people who might be calling to their home for whatever reason for a census when they don't know if that person is going to put themselves down on their own form then when they go home in an hour's time.
Okay, but what you're meant to do is you write down the name of somebody who normally lives in your house. And then you fill out the details for everyone else who is in your house. But then vice versa, where they're from, where their house is, their name should be put down as they normally live here, but they're not here at the moment. So you're not double counting people. Do you understand?
I do. But my other point as well is, what about people who are not at home?
They will, if they're in the country, they'll be accounted for elsewhere. You even have to fill it out if you're staying in a hotel. So they'll be accounted for somewhere. If they're out of the country, they're out of the country.
Work, as far as I'm aware, workplaces don't fill out a census form.
I'm not certain about that. I think they do. I think every place that there are people on Sunday night has to fill out the form.
Okay, I wasn't aware of that. But back to the topic of people complaining about having to fill out a form and being on social media complaining about it. It's daft. It's beyond belief that people are complaining on a social media platform that logs their every keystroke on a device that logs their every movement.
And I agree. We said that just a couple of minutes ago. It just defies logic that you would complain or post a video on Facebook complaining about it. Do you think people deserve €1,000 fine or up as far as €20,000, by the way, if you appear in court and refuse to pay the fine? You could get a fine of up to €20,000. Do you think that's deserved?
The way our judicial system is, that's another can of worms that we won't open now. But no, I don't believe that €20,000 is commensurate with not filling out a form. There's other ways and means.
What are those other ways and means if you don't threaten people with a fine?
You gather the information whether they like it or not.
Sure, how can you do that? How can you possibly gather information on a household without knowing something about the household?
With the supercomputer that people have in their arse pocket.
No, with their mobile phone.
People are tracked wherever they go, whatever they do. They're tracked with what they buy. They're tracked with... my phone tells me when I leave my home, oh, well, it's 12 o'clock. I know you're going to pick up your daughter in preschool. They know, my phone knows that. In the
okay, so forcibly take the information from them if they won't comply.
It's not forcibly taking anything. The information is freely given to the internet, freely given.
And this is the bit about this whole story, and I kind of agree with you. That doesn't make sense to me, that people will complain about having to hand over information, and yet they're on social media morning, noon, and night, which I just...
No, but yes, as I said...
Facebook could do a census.
Yeah. They've no problem filling out these forms if it's for allowances that they want, social welfare allowances or children's allowances.
And nobody will charge an Instagram account and go down through the 20 pages of the terms and conditions and read the fine print.
No, they won't.
They'll just scroll to the bottom and hit accept.
Yep.
Here's the thing, lads. These people, they do exist, by the way. We've seen their comments. They represent about 0.5% of the population. Yeah, 0.5% of the population. They're just very noisy and they use social media a lot. But they're just gobshites. That's all they are.
Let me go to line one. Now, Joanne, you are currently handing out census forms. You're an enumerator, is that right?
Yes, I am an enumerator. I'm actually sitting in my car waiting to go into a block of apartments here with forms, and the amount of abuse we've taken over the last few weeks is unreal.
Like what? Give me an example of, and you can be as blue as you want.
Just people being just downright rude to you. Like, at the end of the day, we're only doing a job. There's no need to be rude to us. If they want to be rude to anybody, they can get onto the census committee. Like, they can go onto the office and give their grievances to them. There's no need to give it to the people standing at their door.
And what sorts of things are they saying to you?
Well, I had one man spouting me all this information, saying, every blue word you could ever think of, I got. I was told I was I was unprofessional, standing at people's doors, ringing their bells, getting them to come down. Just rude things. The majority of people are very, very nice and very pleasant, but there's that minority that are just downright rude to people.
And
there's no need for it.
Have you had people refusing to take the form off you?
Yes. And I've had to get my supervisor to go back because I just wouldn't go back and take the abuse again.
Right, okay. And then
no job is worth it for the pittance we're getting to give the forms out.
So when your supervisor goes back, do they still refuse?
Well, a couple of them didn't. A couple of them took the form off her.
Okay.
But I won't be going back to collect the form off them. I will have no dealings with them now from now on.
And that's how rude some of them have been.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you called names, by the way? Were you called names?
Yeah, I've one colleague who was left in tears by a person abusing her at the door. Like, there's just no need.
And what names have you been called?
I've just been told I'm a silly cow and a stupid bitch, and why am I doing all this?
Oh my God.
There's no need for it.
No need whatsoever.
And did you think? I'm sorry, Joanne. When you were taking on this job, did you ever think that you would get the abuse?
My God! I thought this was going to be a nice job. You get out because you haven't seen people in 2 years. Mm. Get out. You're going to be meeting people. You're going to be meeting all different types of people. People will be pleasant. They're going to take the form. All right. I know everybody has grievances with the government, but people would take the form off you and, you know, be nice to you at the door. But no. Oh my God! Impossible. It's an impossible job.
Is it the first time you've ever done it?
My first and my very last time.
Right.
I will never sign up to do this again. Never.
That's shocking.
I'm embarrassed.
Because I spoke to somebody who did it the last time and actually thoroughly enjoyed it, had no issues with anybody. But this shit that you're having to put up with now is new, is something that has only developed in the last couple of years. And you, unfortunately, are suffering the brunt of it. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's the younger generation who are being rude. The older generation are just delighted. They welcome you into the house. Most of the old people want you to come in and sit down and have a cup of tea with them. It's the younger generation that are being rude. Now, I'm only in my 40s. I'm not ancient. Mm. My daughter's only in her 20s, and she's been getting abuse as well.
Are you at the stage now that when you go up to a door with the form that you are...
She just said she's sitting outside a block of flats now, dreading going in.
So you feel anxious before knocking at the door, knowing... that you're probably
going to be given.
No, I know this isn't your job to explain it, but have you not explained to them that the census form is used to gather information to...
Oh, absolutely. Come here. For some of them, you may as well be talking to the world.
Because I think it's important for people to realise that this is a confidential document, that social welfare don't get to see it. The tax office doesn't get to see it.
Exactly.
It is just for information.
You could say on that census form, you could say, I make 120 grand a year from smuggling drugs into Ireland. And nobody would give a crap.
But people aren't getting that.
Absolutely.
And sorry,
people aren't getting it.
You were saying your daughter is doing it as well, and she's getting dogs abuse as well.
I feel guilty because I'm the one who persuaded her to sign up for it.
Oh, that's awful. That's awful. So it's the first and last time you'll ever be a census enumerator.
The first and last time. My two friends are doing it as well, and they'll never do it again as well.
That is disgraceful. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Good luck in that. I won't even ask what block of flats you're going into, but
no.
the best of luck to you.
Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you, Joanne. Bye. Great to talk to you. You know, isn't what? That unbelievable? That's sickening, actually.
I'm sick. I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed. And I'm going to say, because it has to be said, okay? It has to be said. It's not politically correct, but we call a spade a spade, and I call a spade a spade on the show for years. There are certain areas where this abuse is happening. You, and I'm sorry to...
The only reason I didn't ask her what block of flat she was standing outside is I didn't want her to get extra abuse.
Absolutely. But look, it shows. The proof is in the pudding. A block of flats is where she's getting the abuse. You will not get that abuse standing on Silchester Road in Dunleary, or standing in Fox Rock or in Castleknock. You get it from these bloody idiots that spend their life scrolling through Facebook, looking at Facebook videos of other uneducated fools, looking up every conspiracy theory in the world. They think everyone is against them. They think the government is out to get them. The government is evil. They want to use the information, yet you don't mind taking money from the government every month. Shame on them for treating that woman like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
And her daughter.
Let's have a listen to what Sinead has to say on this.
What makes me laugh is that video that woman shared online. If you look at the very start of it, she's actually giving away her reg. If you look around, you can pretty much, if you're local to the area, know where she lives. So she already gave away a lot of information just in that video where she's not consenting to give her information. Also, I'm sure she had a smartphone to film that, and the smartphone would pick up a lot of information on your phone about your interests, what time you go to work, how long you sleep for, all of that sort of stuff. I just think it's ridiculous. Like, she posts on social media. Again, need I say, she already shares a lot of information on social media. It just doesn't make any sense. It's ridiculous. And I mean, the census is, it's not anything new. We've had it for a long time, and it's used to for the government to understand public services in that area.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Sinead. A lot of reaction coming into this. If you want to get involved, you can send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, Gareth, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Gareth?
Good, Adrian. How's that?
Good, thanks, Gareth. Well, Gareth, what's your view on this? On people who are being rude, are refusing to take the census form, are spitting on the census forms, and throwing them back at the people, as you just heard a couple of minutes ago, who are trying their best to just do their job.
It's disgraceful, though. The people, they're only just doing their job. The few fucking pounds or little jobs with the hand of form, the subject says, you don't want to fill it out, keep bringing it in, leave it there, hand it back when they come back. Say, fuck off, I don't want to fill it out, fine, walk away. There's no need to be abusing the people.
I agree. And there's been a huge reaction to that video that went viral earlier on in the week with that we played the audio of earlier on. But you've just heard from that lady who's a census enumerator about the abuse that she, her daughter and her friends, who were all doing the job, are all getting every single day.
Oh, yeah. It's not just Dublin. It's all around the country. I say even in the countryside too, you will get Dublin, but you will get the odd asshole. That's all they are. It's just fucking assholes that have to listen to their own voice. And the lad says, if you want to listen to an asshole, I'll fart, rather than listen to somebody else.
And let me ask you, the fine in this country, we've had a load of people messaging us saying that the fine actually should be an awful lot higher than €1,000. In fact, where's the comment?
Here's the thing. They need to make examples of these people, okay? I would love, in the next 2 months when all these forms have been filled out, yeah? I would love to see every single one of these people marched in front of the courts and in front of the front page of the paper. Adrian Kennedy pictured coming outside of the court after being fined a grand for not filling out the form. Name and shame these dickheads so that they know in another 4 years' time. Or when is it? Is it 4 years or 10 years?
Every 5 years.
Or
we
5 years.
Yeah, we do it in Ireland every 5 years. Yeah.
We need to make examples of these idiots, or it's just going to keep happening again.
I agree.
Every time someone gets abused, every time they get abused, we're on the farm, supervisor comes, supervisor gets abused as well. No ifs, buts, or maybes. Straight away, that's it. You'll be fine. I know if you're going to start abusing people, then fuck you, €1,000, fine. There you go. Will you do it again? 5 years.
Yeah, I have to say, Gareth, a lot of people agree with what you're saying, that the fines, in fact, one of the comments on our Facebook is saying that the fines should be even higher than €1,000. €1,000 isn't enough. The reality of it is, the sort of people who are refusing to fill out the form or are being rude or whatever, they're the same people that won't pay the fine when they get it. And they're the same people that may end up in court over not paying the fine, and they could be fined 20 grand for refusing to pay. Do you think that's reasonable?
I still won't even pay the 20 grand. That's from the crocodile tears. Oh, I can't afford that. Oh, that's okay. Just behave the next time. Like everything else that comes with it, everybody gets away with it. No matter who you are, you're not a person or anyone in power. You get away with it with the crocodile tears.
In fact, somebody just messaged me. I actually don't. We didn't get our form yet. I hope it's going to arrive by the time I get home today. But Alan says the form says the fine is up to €44,440. Yeah. I don't know how true that is.
I don't know. Number one, I don't know how true that is. Number two, I can't see anybody being fined
44 grand by the court.
So let me just ask Gareth the question. Gareth, I have a question to ask you. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
What internet connection do you have in your house? Do you have broadband?
Broadband.
There you go. That was simple. That's question 11.
Yeah. Stop spying on him.
Oh, sorry.
Stop spying on him.
Sorry,
that's disgraceful, Jeremy. Don't spy on him.
Sorry.
Go on, ask him one more question.
You know where your broadband is?
Sorry, say again.
Oh, Jack. You know where your broadband is?
Okay, here's another question. What devices are connected to the internet in your house?
Don't tell him.
Do you have a laptop?
No.
Do you have a tablet? Do you have a smart TV?
Do not answer that question.
Oh my God, he has a smart TV. Oh, thanks, Gareth.
Thanks very much, Gareth. I mean, this is just a highlight of the absolute.
These are actual questions that are on the form. What internet connection does your household have? What type of heating comes into your house? Now, Adrian, I'm going to ask you this question.
Go on, try me.
Now, slap me. You do a Will Smith on me if you don't like the question. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What sort of water comes into your house?
I can't answer that question.
Do you... Just shut up for a second. Do you have a well in your garden?
That's none of your business.
Do you have a mains that comes
I'm
in?
Not answering.
Does it come from the sky?
I don't know. I'm not telling you.
Now, I have another question that I know you'll want to answer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you smoke tobacco products?
No.
Question 18.
No, not at the moment. In fact, the answer is no, have given up smoking. Okay. That's what I'd be ticking on Sunday.
You don't mind
now, I might take them back up on Monday, but I'd be ticking no, I've given them up.
Okay. How many men will be in your house?
That's none of your business.
Oh, God's sake. On midnight on Sunday. How many men? Tell me.
Let's bring in, where are we going now?
Brian,
you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Brian?
Not too bad. I'm just listening to that enumerator there. I wouldn't do that job for the love of money.
No, neither would I. Would you believe, just before Christmas, I actually thought about doing it.
Really?
I genuinely did, yeah. Myself and my wife spoke about it before Christmas.
To help the country, whatever.
And we and to earn a few bob as well.
Yeah.
And
you would have got dogs abuse at the door.
I kind of forgot about it, to be honest. Yeah. And now I'm glad I did. Because isn't that disgusting, what that woman has had to put up with, Brian?
Yeah, exactly. You know, no job is worth the anxiety that woman is feeling.
And her daughter and her friends all doing the same job.
Yeah, and it's crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I'd say, oh, yeah, I give up. You know what I mean? You shouldn't be in a position where... You have a knot in your stomach going to work. You know what I mean?
I have to say, if it were me, I certainly would. I'd have packed it in. I wouldn't put up with that.
I know what you mean. No, I'm just saying, Dan, I agree with that point that, you know, people who are refusing to fill out the census form. And when Jeremy said, if it was for a social welfare payment...
They'd fill it in rapidly,
Yeah.
I'm sure, you know, the tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people that claimed the PUP...
They'd no problem giving their details then.
No problem at all.
Yeah. Mr. PUP rang them and said, can I have your bank details? Yes, 62573, quick. Send me the money.
Well, you see, the thing is, they're talking about getting information. So the government has to do information anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your PPS number, you have your address anyway. So what's...
Okay, so you obviously believe that people deserve the €1,000 fine if they refuse to fill out the form.
I think €1,000, I think it's steep enough. You know what I mean? And what I'm saying is, I put the comment that earlier on your other thread there. You know, it was about providing services in, it was for providing services.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to somebody, I live in Navan, and if anything, services are being cut. You know, there's new houses being built and there's no infrastructure. Like, I mean, doctor surgeries are full, you know what I mean? They're not taking new patients. So it really is
Okay, so the point being that filling out the census back in 2016 hasn't helped improve services in Navan.
Yeah, that could say that. But then there's been an increase in population too, you know, and that's the thing.
All right, good to talk to you. You will be filling out your form, obviously.
I will be, yeah.
Good man, Brian. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you, William.
Let's have a listen to Robbie.
I saw that message that Adrian just read out there. That's on Facebook, social media, and he's talking about data protection? What a fucking moron.
This goes back to the message that was posted.
Is he calling you a fucking moron?
No. This goes back to the message that was put on our Facebook earlier on, and it said, this is data collection and comes in alignment with the new housing bill that says you could be forced to offer a room to migrants or for the greater good. Don't fill this in. I never have. I don't abuse them. I just tell them I'm not in contract with them. No need for the abuse. You can find all the facts on the Davos Agenda or World Economic Forum site.
What's that called? I want to look that up while you're talking about
it. It doesn't matter.
The Davos.
Don't even give her.
No, I want the Davos
Agenda. Don't give her your senses.
She doesn't want the census.
Oh, yeah. Do not share your data. You're a commodity on the stock market. Don't believe me. Research. Jeremy, research.
Oh, the Davos Agenda. It's all about the Great Reset and all that and to move towards digital inclusion. Oh, my God.
Niall, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Niall?
Hi.
Niall, are you a member of the Davos Agenda?
I don't care about I understand the point about the census. I understand, but what I don't get is why aren't we doing digitally? I don't understand in this day and age of why isn't it done digitally by now?
I have to be honest with you. I don't really get it myself, okay? Or at least offer people the option to do it digitally. I think of some older people who may not be computer literate or whatever. They may not be able to do it online.
But the
vast majority of us can do it online.
You can also gather information through the likes of social media or welfare information or whatever. A lot of that stuff can be gathered as well.
Okay, so do you believe people deserve €1,000 fine? And I do take your point about the digital aspect of it. I think by the next census we should have moved on and it should all be filled out as an online form.
I think if you're going to do the fine route, so I as much as I'm not really fond of the fine thing, but if you're ever going to fine them, you have to go after their welfare automatically and dock it. So dock welfare like an automatic payment sort of thing, because the people already get welfare automatically.
Yeah, okay. Now, I just got a comment from Alan, and he says, a web portal is in development for the next census, but as you can understand, there have been other priorities for public funding over the last couple of years. So, with COVID and everything else, but they are saying that they are working on a portal for the next census, which would be great.
It's the same with our voting system. We could do a part of our voting, our general election. That could be done digitally.
Yes, it could be. We did try it a couple of years ago, but we all know what happened. Anyway, thanks very much indeed for your call, Niall. We've a few more messages that we want to squeeze in. This is Keith.
When these people come knocking on your door, like they keep baiting down the door. They knocking on until you open it. So people are opening it like they're probably annoyed at them. But there's too much information to be writing down. Like just write how many people's in the house, ages, boys, girls, whatever. But they want to know everything. That's the stupid thing. I think people are getting mixed up on that. You could write, met aliens or whatever, and that'll pop up on it. Like in 100 years down the line, somebody looks at it. So.
Okay, and in fact, Keith, sorry, whoa.
Keith, can I ask you a question there?
Yeah.
And feel free to respond. What? You're saying they want to know everything. What question?
Because, do you object to?
Yeah, what question that's on the census form? I looked at all the questions on the census form the other day when it arrived, yeah? And there was no question on it that I found objectionable.
Or intrusive?
To be honest with you, Keith, if you've ever given blood, which I give regularly, the questions they ask when you're giving blood
are even more personal.
I got asked when the last time I had anal sex was when I gave blood. You know, that's the kind of questions they ask you, very intimate questions when you're given blood. There's nothing like that on it. They're asking you what internet, what you have connected to your internet in the house. How in God's name
is
that an issue for you?
Stacey.
Adrian and Jeremy, I just thought I'd send a voice note in. What was it? The verbal abuse and that is going on towards these people that are going around doing the census form is like, you know, is way out of line at the end of it all. Like, the people that are throwing all this abuse at them, they need to really, really sit back and think, you know what I mean? These people are human as well, you know, and they're not thinking about their mental health state, you know, and, you know, like, how would they feel, like, if these, like, how do you not know, like, what mental state, you know what I mean, someone is going to be in then afterwards? And, you know, I'm sorry to say, like, it can lead to, like, mental health problems and, you know, like, they wouldn't be so much acting, you know, so brave, like, and verbal abusive towards these people if they knew, you know what I mean, that people were very low. Like, as what that woman said earlier on, like, they're after being, you know, they're after being, like, closed off from closed off from each other for most of the time, you know, for 2 years, and just to get back out to meet people again, you know, like, you to say hello and all, like, and communicate again, like, you know, you have to look at the positive side and that side, you know what I mean, as well, and to be thrown verbal abuse, like, you know, at that, like, they're not thinking of people's mental health, do you know what I mean, like, how do you not know, like, people could be going home then, you know, analysing all the time, like, in their mind, you know, like, what damn people are out there saying to them and all, you know what I mean, and how do they not know that they're just going to, like, do something to themselves then, like, do you know what I mean, like, that's the bottom line of it all, you know. There's Coco's Law, as we all know, like, for the online bullying, there's, you know, like, bullying is out, like, it's a form of bullying, the verbal abuse, you know what I mean? Unfortunately, you know, like, there's not that much laws there, like, to stop it, you know, like, but it's all verbal abuse, and that people aren't thinking about people's mental health, do you know what I mean? And like, there's no, like, there's no reason why people just can't be talking civil, you know what I mean, at the door and just communicating. And as I said, like, if people don't understand it, all they have to do is just ask what it's about. Do you know what I mean? That's all it is, do you know what I mean? Like, there's there's none of all this, like, you know, it's nothing to do with, like, conspiracy theorists and whatever, the way the whole COVID thing, like, they're mixing it all up, you know.
They absolutely are mixing it all up, Stacey. This is nothing to do with COVID. It's nothing to do with vaccines. It's nothing to do with
non-compliance.
You know, Big Brother looking at you. The Davos. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Davos agenda.
Here, can I just say, by the way, we've been conducting censuses. Is that the right word?
Censuses.
In Ireland since the 1880s. There was no Davos. There was no Big Brother looking at you then. It was just a bloody form.
Yeah.
How many people have we got?
Now, before we wrap this up, sorry, we'll go to Keith, because I posed a quick, Keith said he had an issue with some of the questions that were on the census form, so we asked him what particular questions they were. Let's see what he says.
Now, come on, if you're giving blood, they're not going to ask for what Wi-Fi you're using, things like that, or what you have in the house, or any of that. Any of the stupid questions I've seen on it. I filled out the first page, and I'll hand that over, so they're getting the rest of the pages blank. It is ridiculous. Like, I wouldn't be putting all that down. There's no fucking way.
Jesus.
Keith, you actually haven't answered the bloody question as to why.
Yeah, we do.
Why in God's name do you not want to let them know if you smoke cigarettes or if you have broadband or if you've got a tablet? Seriously. Yeah.
Or how you get your water into the house. I mean, is that a national secret? Now, before we wrap up on this, at the start of the podcast, we were talking to Paula, who is at this very moment handing out census forms in a housing estate somewhere in Dublin where there's a block of flats. And as we were talking to her live on air, she was sitting outside a block of flats, terrified to go up because she didn't know what kind of reaction she was going to get, because she'd been given dogs abuse. She'd been called all the names under the sun, a bitch, a government shill, a sheep, simply for handing it out a census form. So we got back onto her and we asked her how she was getting on at the moment. So what did she say?
She says, I'm okay. She's at an apartment complex in town, or a flats complex in town. And she says, no one home so far, so I'll be calling back to them later. Nearly there for delivery. Then from Monday, it'll be back to all the houses all over again for collection. Thanks very much, guys. And Paula, thank you very much for speaking to us. It's the very first time I have heard an enumerator speaking anywhere in terms of the media or a podcast or anything about their experience of being an enumerator. And to hear you saying, I would never do it again, just says it all for the abuse that you've had to put up with.
Now, I've just one final question before we wrap up this podcast, Adrian. Are you ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
How many ensuite bathrooms have you
I'm not there? Telling you. I'm not answering that question. No, I refuse. I absolutely refuse.
Is it one? Is it two?
I'm not telling
it's
you.
It's just a number.
No, I don't.
How many ensuite bathrooms?
It's none of your business. I'm not telling you.
An ensuite bathroom is, by the way, something that's connected to a bedroom.
It's none of your business.
I want to know.
I've won in all 50 bedrooms.
So 50 bedrooms and 50 ensuites.
It's none of your business.
Okay.
Although it is your business that I'm still not smoking. How about that?
No, I couldn't give a shite about that.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please share it with your friends and please hit subscribe or follow and you'll be notified the next time we upload a new podcast. And if you want to contact us, if there's anything you'd like us to discuss, please send us an email to allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com or send us a WhatsApp any time of the night or day to 085-825-2626. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the next one.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.